With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. This week, lawmakers are considering how to fund the Office of State Public Defender that provides legal counsel to people who couldn't otherwise afford it. During the last 2 days of hearings, attorneys from across the state gathered in a small third-floor room in the state capitol, telling lawmakers about budget cuts that they say are adding to their already burdened work.
My stress is through the roof.
This is Alicia Backus. She's a public defender in Kalispell. She's been on the job for about a year and a half, and during that time, a statewide budget crunch has pushed the Public Defender Commission to outline cuts to offset an anticipated $3.5 million shortfall. That's about 5% of the Office of Public Defender biennium budget. Some of those cost savings would come in the form of hiring freezes, moving around discretionary funds, or proposed legislation that will free up attorneys' time to work on other cases. The commission's plan also limits the use of outside contractors to help with public defenders' workloads.
Part of this mitigation plan means that I take all cases. I take misdemeanors, I take felonies, I take every type of felony, I do involuntary commitments, adoptions, dependency neglect cases, and also guardianships and juvenile cases. And in fact, I am assigned right now as lead counsel to a deliberate homicide case with a year and a half experience.
Backus and at least half a dozen public defenders spoke in front of a panel of seven lawmakers Monday and Tuesday, who are in charge of reviewing budgets in the state's justice system.
The biggest challenge that we have is simply the number of cases coming into the system.
This is Chief Public Defender Bill Hooks. He says public defenders have no control over the number of cases they work on. Montana law requires that if someone can't afford an attorney, the state will provide one. And right now, caseloads are growing. Hooks says courts are especially seeing an increase in the number of criminal and child abuse and neglect cases. He says abuse and neglect cases have increased about 50% in the last two fiscal years. That growth has some public defenders worried that they won't be able to ethically continue doing their job.
It's a concern to everybody in OPD because if the volume of work gets too excessive, we fear that we are providing less than the level of ethical representation that's required.
Hook says in some cases, if a court determines that public defenders didn't do a good enough job, it could mean the whole trial has to be done over again. Other attorneys fear that their current workload burden could end up costing them their license to practice law.
We're not giving effective, competent representation, and that's required by our Constitution. This is important. You've got to fund us.
This is Nicole Gallagher, a public defender in Billings. Gallagher says she handles felony cases and currently has about 80 she's working on. She says she'll turn over that caseload several times a year, exceeding the yearly workload limit of 150 felony cases prescribed by the American Bar Association.
If I'm not giving competent and effective representation, that is a license issue, and I lose my license. And then you have another poor person out there that needs help and can't afford it.
When public defenders can't represent every defendant in a single case for conflict of interest reasons, or when they just have too much work, public defenders sometimes get help from outside attorneys. But under the current budget cuts outlined by the Public Defenders Commission, some of that outside contracting would stop. And in some places, that's already happening. Again, Nicole Gallagher.
This mitigation plan has eliminated the contract positions, which means that all of the cases that would have gone to contract attorneys, there were some 62 in my region before this mitigation plan, now come in-house. That is absolutely outrageous for anyone to try to give effective and competent service.
There are currently a handful of bills moving through the legislature that aim at easing caseload burdens and shifting around resources to help the Office of Public Defender keep up with its work. Throughout the legislative session, officials in a variety of agencies within the state's justice system have told lawmakers that rising caseloads are burdening their workers. After the first day of hearings, Democratic Representative Kimberly Dudick took a moment to address the small crowd of public attorneys gathered in the Capitol hearing room. She's one of the legislators in charge of reviewing the Office of Public Defender budget and deciding how the office gets funded.
It's not that we don't hear what you're saying, because we hear what you're saying, but as you see, we have no money in the state budget. We can't just keep hiring more employees, so we're trying to figure out how do we help the agency function most efficiently and also provide the resources you need.
Lawmakers are expected to vote on the funding for the Office of State Public Defender Thursday. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.